Director Daniels announced here at this Farmland Preservation Summit about a change of direction for farmland preservation here in the state, putting more emphasis back at the local level.
That's correct. After a lot of thought and consideration and 2 years of work, we are going to localize the statewide agricultural easement purchase program, put more responsibility and more of the funding at the local level.
So what will be key to the success of this program?
The key really are dedicated local leaders and dedicated elected leaders in the areas that they serve, because if you have support from the township trustees and the county commissioners and community leaders to preserve farmland, which is the basis of the state's largest industry, then you can have a successful program.
So where are we in the change process?
The applications for certification of cities, counties, townships, or land trusts that want to apply, we'll run that application period from February 1 to probably March 1st, and then take a look at those applications and see if we can get the funds in the hands of the locals to run the landowner application period later this spring.
So what excites you the most about this change in direction?
We work with a lot of really highly motivated people and a lot of highly motivated landowners. And the number one thing that strikes me is that the landowners care so deeply about their role in providing food to the world. They care so deeply about taking good care of the land that they farm and making sure that they can pass it on to the next generation, whether that's within their family or even another family. And it's an honor to work with people that are motivated to preserve our natural resources.
When you look at a map of Ohio, you'll notice that farmland preservation kind of works in clusters around the state. By going to this local concept, does that benefit those areas that are already established with farmland preservation programs?
We're going to make a deliberate effort to maintain the strength of those programs, but also to specifically encourage new land trusts and new county programs to evolve, because this program was supported statewide and we want to make sure that it's available to the communities that are interested in participating.
For those areas that would like to learn more, how can they go about doing that?
We have a website. They can go to the Ohio Department of Agriculture's website, and then one of the choices under that is Office of Farmland Preservation. They'll find a wealth of information. We're always in the process of updating it. That's probably the best way.
Any final thoughts on what you hope folks will keep in mind when they hear more about this change and how they can become involved?
Probably the most important thing is that there's a tremendous amount of interest in farmland preservation. It acts as an economic development program for small and medium-sized farms, and the landowners take the funds and they reinvest it in their community, they reinvest it in expanding their operation. And if we had more resources, we could forward more of the funds back to the local communities and make Ohio's economy even stronger.
Denise, thanks for taking a few minutes to visit with us.
Thank you.